In the current crisis, it may seem fair to ask American firms to take a more European approach. After all, business activity has collapsed not because of slothful work habits, but because governments have ordered people to stay at home. This is not a slump that needs to be fixed with an orgy of creative destruction in the jobs market. And however deep the downturn, the rebound could be relatively quick. If so, it makes sense for companies and employees to maintain ties so that production can resume briskly when things improve. Yet, one feature of this crisis, in fact, makes it all the more important to maintain flexible labour practices. The jobs market has bifurcated. In industries that bring people together, such as hotels, airlines, casinos, and restaurants, demand for workers has collapsed. Those that provide access to healthcare, such as hospitals, staples, supermarkets, or services catering to those stuck at home, e-commerce, are clamoring for more staff. For all the merits of Europe's labour support programmes, the risk is that they last too long and dissuade workers from switching to industries where their help is badly needed. Already, the response of American firms to the jobs crisis is taking an unfamiliar route. Though many of the small businesses that provide about half of private sector employment in America were quickly forced to let workers go to survive, the government has stepped in to ease the pain. Its $2 trillion support program has temporarily increased unemployment benefits. A $350 billion lifeline to small businesses within the stimulus package encourages them to cling on to staff if they can. Some bigger American firms, such as Hilton, its rivals like Hyatt and Marriott, and retailers such as Macy's and Gap, are taking a different tack. Instead of sacking staff, they have announced that tens of thousands of their employees will be furloughed, which in America means being put on unpaid leave. Crucially, the furloughed workers get to keep their company health insurance. They can also, in most cases, claim unemployment benefits. To ease resentments, those who remain in work, including executives, will suffer pay cuts.